Okay, today is Daf Ayin Gimel. We're on Ayin Gimel on the third line. Here we go. Okay. Today's more of the same, just drushes today. Boy mine Rav Sheshes. They asked Rav Sheshes the following question. In RL is somebody who doesn't have Bris Milah, obviously. Mahu b'maiser. Is an RL allowed to eat Maiser Sheni? So what's the question? Because we know that an Onain's not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni, and an RL is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach. And so what's the story with Maiser Sheni? We're talking about the same people, the same issues, right? Maiser Sheni and Pesach and Truma and Karbanos, right? And RL and Onain and Tomei, all the same, just the same circle of people, each question. So now, Kihechi Diyalif Pesach Mimaiser Le'inyan Aninas, we learn out Pesach from Maiser regarding Aninas. That what? The Torah says that an Onain can eat Maiser Sheni. We made a Kal V'chomer. Well, if an Onain can eat Maiser Sheni,
it's reversed. No. You don't want to let Pesach from Maiser.
Yes, you do.
Maiser from Pesach.
No. Maiser Sheni, such a cool dicka thing. What's Maiser Sheni? Doesn't have any Kedusha even.
Right.
It's such a cool dicka thing, and yet an Onain can't eat it. So Pesach. For sure an Onain can't eat. Right? Now in order to say that an RL can't eat Maiser Sheni, you're going to have the Kal V'chomer the other way. If an RL can't eat the Karban Pesach, right, so for sure he can't eat Maiser Sheni, that doesn't make any sense. Right? Doesn't make any sense. So that's a more question. Kihechi di'olif Pesach mi Maiser. We learn out Pesach from Maiser le'inyan Aninos, right? Regarding Aninos, so Yalif nami Maiser mi Pesach le'inyan Arelus. So do we learn out Maiser from Pesach regarding Arelus? That what? Just like an Orel can't eat a Karban Pesach, so Kal for sure he can't eat Maiser Sheni. What kind of for sure is that? Why is that? Right? Oh, Dilma, or no? Chomer mikal Yalif. We call Kal v'chomer means. Chomer mikal, kal mi chomer lo yalef. You can't learn out the other way, right? Pesach is much more machmir. So why if an Orel can't eat Pesach, he for sure can't eat a Maiser. Why would he say that, right? Amalehu. So the answer is. So we have a question. What's the story with an Orel regarding Maiser Sheni? So the answer is Tinisua. We learned this already. Where did we learn this? Now this is I think it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Bikurim. Okay? What does it say in the Mishnah in Bikurim? It says Truma, Vabikurim. Truma and Bikurim. Right? Bikurim are almost like Truma in certain respects. Chayavar alei Misa. If you you chayav Misa. Misa b'dei Shemayim. Right? You chayav Misa b'dei Shemayim. If a Tomei eats them, it'd be amazing. Right? If a Tomei eats them, it'd be chayav Misa b'dei Shemayim. The Chomesh. And you chayav to pay a Chomesh if you eat a Peshogig. I said, I didn't realize that was Truma, and you ate it. You have to pay back what you ate plus a fifth. Vasur and Lazarim. A Zar is not allowed to eat it. Only for Kahanim. Right? The Hain Nichse Kohen. And they belong to the Kohen. What does that mean? Rashi says, they can be Mekadesh a woman with this. You give her some fancy fruit, you give the Kohen your fruits, it's worth a lot of money. He can use that and be Mekadesh a woman. As opposed to, by country maybe it's different. Whatever, but he's allowed to be. They considered his. Va'olin be'echad b'meya, and they're mevatel one in a hundred. Right, so if an apple of truma falls into your whole vat of apples, if there's more than 100, you can eat all 101. If there's less than 100, then all of them have to be eaten as if they're truma. V'te'urin rechitas yidayim, you have to wash your hands. What's that? You have to wash your hands. So Rashi says v'te'urin rechitas yidayim, afilah in peros. You have to wash your hands. You want to eat an apple of truma? You have to wash your hands first. The stam yadayim shnios hay midrabanan. Stam hands are busy. They're shnios midrabanan uposlos, and they're as a truma, and they'll posel the truma. Therefore, since this is only a din derabanan, you have to go to the mikveh beforehand. No, washing your hands is good enough. Listen to this. Alvo meiser v'chulin, but meiser and chulin kaimalan hanot al yadav l'peiros. If you wash your hands for peiros. That's a show off. You hear such a thing? You want to eat an apple? A regular apple. You wash your hands first. That's a gase haruach. Okay. Next. Not only that, more. The hair of shemesh. And you have to wait till sundown. What that means, if somebody is tamei, if someone's tamei, they're not allowed to eat truma. Right? How does your truma go away? Most of the time, you have to wait till sundown. Right? Sometimes you have to wait for a carbon too, but not for eating truma. So even if you have to bring a carbon, like who has to bring a carbon, like a matura. Once it's nightfall, you can't bring carbons at night. He'll bring it tomorrow. That night already, you can eat truma. And what can he eat? What can such a person eat? Kachem. Right, we'll do that. That's tomorrow's daf. Hare elu b'truma. This is the story with truma. Ubi kurim and bikurim too. Masha ein came b'maiser. None of this applies to Maisa Sheni. Right? There's no, you're not Mechayiv Misa, someone eats Maisa Sheni improperly. Now, V'im Misa, and if all this is true, that what? If what is true? That an RL is allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. Right? Why is an RL allowed to eat Maisa Sheni? Because there's no Kal V'chomer to say not like that. Right? So, V'im Misa, if it's true, Nisni, why didn't the Mishnah say the following? RL. Aser behen, masha'en came to meiser. An RL is not allowed to eat truma, that we established already. An RL kohen can eat truma, right? Masha'en came to meiser. But meiser does apply. He can't eat meiser. In other words, this Mishnah lists everything which is the same between truma and not meiser. So put RL on the list. Right? RL applies to a truma and not to meiser. By the fact that it's left off the list, obviously, an RL cannot eat Meiser.
I'm talking Meiser Sheni.
It says, Masha'en came to Meiser. It means Meiser Sheni here. Yeah. Masha'en came to Meiser. The Mishnah said that line. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, Masha'en came to Meiser. Masha'en came to Meiser. It doesn't apply by Meiser. Why is an RL on the list? Why isn't RL on the list? It only applies to Truma and not to Meiser. Why isn't it on the list? So the Gemara answers, no, really it should have been on the list, but it was left out. Tana of Ashayer, this wasn't an exhaustive list of all thousand things that Truma and Meiser are different in. It wasn't an exhaustive list. Left it out. Now we have a rule. You never leave out one thing. Because if you're leaving out, if you're mentioning all thousand, that's why you mentioned only 999. Mention all thousand. I only mentioned four or five. Alright, so that's why I left it out. So, Ma Shire, the High Shire, what else is left out? Right? So, there's a lot left out. Listen to this. Shire, Katani, Seifa. What was left out is in the Seifa. What's in the Seifa? Yesh, the Seifa has like this. Yesh, B'meiser, Ubikurim, Masha'en, Kein, B'truma. Another grouping. Meiser and Bikurim have similarities, which Truma doesn't have. For example, Shah Meiser, Vaha Bikurim, Meiser and Bikurim, to unin habas makom, Meiser and Bikurim can only be in the Beis Hamikdash. Well, Meiser is in Yerushalayim, and Bikurim is only in the Beis Hamikdash, right? Not only that, but to unin vidui, Meiser and Bikurim have to have vidui. What's vidui? What are you doing, vidui? Same kipper, right? It's called vidui. Rashi says it's a what? No, Rashi doesn't say. Oh yeah, biur. Just Rashi says, vidui, what's vidui? Biarte akodesh man abayis, hine avesias reishis bikurim. Right, the third and sixth year, you say, I cleaned it all out, I got rid of it, and that's called vidui. There's no such thing as vidui by truma. You can keep truma in your house for 20 years. There's no such thing. The aser la'onain, and it's aser for an onain. We already established that a kohen, you're allowed to eat truma when you're an onain. We already established it over the past few days. Right? Meiser not when you're an onain, and Bikurim not when you're an onain. Reb Shimon Matir. Reb Shimon says, no, you're allowed to. Okay. More.
Bikurim.
What?
Bikurim was
He's not the Bikurim. Wait. Yeah, he's not the Bikurim for an onain. Meiser Sheni says in the Torah, because you say, lo ba'arti ba'oni, lo achalti ba'oni. I didn't eat it when I was an onain. So it's a fairish pasuk. The chayavim bebiur, and you have to do biur. What's biur? So Rashi says, what? Bikurim u'maisav sheni. Bikurim u'maisav sheni. So it's not applied to truma. B'shana shlishis. Shem shah maisav sav. If you left, if you delayed. Shah means delayed. If you delayed, your maisav. Shana rishona u'shnia. First year, second year. Molichin shlishis li'Yerushalayim. To go the third year, you take everything with you to Yerushalayim. U'mitzvada, and you confess. B'yartei kodesh menabayis. V'mloha lochin u'mitzabrin b'chol makom sheni. If you don't do that, you have to destroy it wherever you are. Okay? So there's no such thing as beer by truma. Rav Shimon Poter. Rav Shimon again says that there's no such thing as beer by Bikurim either. The Ilu, Isser, Usser, Levire, the Ilu, however, Usser, Levire, but Mehen, Bituma. You're not allowed to destroy, this is hard. You're not allowed to destroy them when they're Tameh. Okay? The Ochlan, what does it mean you're not allowed to destroy them when they're Tameh?
The person is Tameh.
What?
When the person is Tameh.
No. The Usser, Levire, Mehen, Bituma. When they're Tameh. Right, v'asur levar mehen betuma. Right, what does that mean? That means, let's say Maaser Sheni becomes tame. What do you do with it? Food can never become untame. So once it becomes tame, what do you do with it? So if it's Maaser Sheni or Bikurim, you do nothing with it. If it's truma, the halacha is you're allowed to use it for oil. You're allowed to use it for oil. At least, you're not allowed to eat it because it's tame. So can you get some other benefit out of it? By truma, yes. But here, no. Okay? That's what it means. Ve'elu, ve'ilu, aser levar mehen betuma. You're not allowed to destroy it. That you should get hana out of it. What's the alternative? The alternative is you bury it. Nothing you can do with it. I don't know. Can you give it to an animal? I don't know.
Burn it.
What?
Burn it.
Right. So here, but by truma, at least you can gain while you're burning it. You can use it for firewood. Right? You can get some ginseng, you can get some benefit out of it. By maaser and bikurim, you cannot. You have to lose it. It's tummy. I don't know. Can you give it to an animal? Probably not. Because if you can't use it for firewood, why can you give it to an animal? Probably not. Right? V'ilu asa levar mehen betuma. V'ochlin betumas atzman. Right? V'ochlin betumas atzman. And if you eat it when they are tummy, the apple of Maaser Sheni is tummy, and you ate it, loki, you get malchus. Now let it eat when it's tummy. Masha'en came by truma. Right? But it doesn't apply by truma. Because by truma, it's only in Isra Sei if it's Tame, the apple. Not you, the apple. It's only called an Isra Sei, and it's no Malkas on an Isra Sei. Right? Because it says you should eat it when you're tar. When it's tar, which is Masha. When it's Tame, we're going to get to that today. Okay? Anyway, Loktani. But that's not mentioned. It's left out of the Brisa. Alma, what do you see? Ton of a shire. There are things left out. So what's left out too? RL. Right? So we don't have an answer to that question. So Rashi just says, Masha ain't came truma. Rashi says, the second line, the eno muzer ba ella betumas haguf. The only time there's an isser is if you yourself are tame. The chsiv, like it says, bekachim lo yeachel. Aval betumas atzma, but if the food is tame, Lo matzinu azhara. We don't find that it's an iser. Ella iser asehu. It's an iser aseh. Like I said, the ashkechon beil kaman b'shmaitzim. We're going to learn that later. Umidalo katani le shmar mina tana v'shayer. And since I didn't mention that, what do you see from here? Tana v'shayer. Things were left out. Okay. Good. Now, then we said that regarding bikurim. Asur l'onein, an onein is not allowed to eat bikurim. V'Rav Shimon matir, and Rav Shimon is matir, matirs it. Okay, menalahu. Where do we get all this? The chesiv it says, l'sucha lecha b'sharecha. You're not allowed to eat, but ma'aser digancha tiroshcha v'itarecha trumas yadcha. Okay, v'amar mar. Trumas yadcha, elu bikurim. That's bikurim. V'iskish bikurim l'maiser. Ma maiser asa l'onein, af bikurim asa l'onein. Okay? Very good. Verb Shimon. Shimon said you're allowed to, onein's allowed to eat bikurim. Why? Kairina rachmana, because look at the pasuk. Ma truma muteris l'onein, af bikurim muteris l'onein. The Torah calls it bikurim. The Torah calls bikurim truma. And an onein's allowed to eat truma, so onein's allowed to eat bikurim. V'chayavim bebiur. And then the next line was, and you have to get rid of it. He has to do beer, and Rav Shimon Pater, Rav Shimon said, you don't have to do beer on Bikurim. Why? Because Tanakama Makish, Tanakama had the same Hekish. He's Makish, Bikurim to Meiser. Just like Meiser requires beer, so too Bikurim requires beer. Umar lo Makish, and Rav Shimon did not make that Hekish. Therefore what? Therefore it's like Truma. There's no din of Truma, beer by Truma. Truma you can keep in the house for your whole life. Doesn't make a difference. Now, the next one was, V'asar Levayar Mehen Betuma. You're not allowed to be mavayir it when they become tamei, right? For ochlin betumas atzman loka, and if you eat it when it's tamei, you get malchus for that. By what? By meiser and bikurim. Minolan, where'd that come from? The Tanya, because we learned. Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon says, it says lo biarti mimenu betamei. I did not get rid of any of this meiser sheni here. When I was tummy. What? Bitama, in tumma. I didn't do anything here. No tumma. No tumma.
Who's tumma?
So it doesn't say. It's vague. What does it mean, tumma? Bein shani tummy, whether I was tummy, vahu tahar, and the item was tahar, I didn't eat it. Or the other way around. Bein shani tahar, I was tahar, but vahu tummy. But some sherets fell on top of the apple. I didn't eat that apple. That's what you declare. You declare no tumma, not me and not it. Right? Okay, so what do you see? It says lo biarti bimeno bitaba. What does it mean biarti?
I got rid of it.
How did the article translate to biarti?
Burned.
Right. Okay. Fine. The hechon muzer al achilaso. Where do we find that you're where are you commanded not to eat a bitoma? Right? Where does it say that you're not allowed to eat a petumah? The guy makes a declaration. I didn't destroy it, petumah. Why can't you? Who said you can't eat a petumah? Right? Where'd that come from? Ma'aser sheni is not kachim. Right? It's not kachim. Where does tumah come from? So he says, any day, I don't know. So I don't know. Where's the makar for that? I don't know. So the Gemara says, well, calm down. What do you mean you don't know? Tumas haguf, the hedjik sivbei. Tumas haguf means that, it says beferish. What does it say? Nefesh ashar tiga bo vitoma, v'neshav ashar tiga bo, vitoma ad erev. V'lo yochal min hakadjim, ki imrachatz mesara b'mayim. Right? It's black and white. Right? But you're not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni. A tummy?
When you're tummy. It's not telling you about
right. Right. Exactly. So Gemara answers. The Gemara says, "Hachi kami boyale." What do you see from here? Tumas atzmo. I'm sorry. Hachi kami boyale. Tumas atzmo minayin. What about the peros of tummy? Atzmo means the peros. We just finished saying you're tummy. What about the peros? Tamad lomar. That's why it says l'sucha lechel b'sharecha. You can't eat it in your gate. Meiser degoncha, right? Okay. Ulahalan, hu omer. And later it says, by where? By psule hamukdoshin. What's psule hamukdoshin? I had a carbon. And it could be I shechted it already? Yeah? Let's say I made a carbon. And I had a big meal. I was going to make a big suda. And all the meat got tame. All the mikatame. Psule hamukdashin. It's mikachin that got puzzle, got tame. So what do I do now? Now, I'm not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to eat kachin when it's tame. You know what I'll do? I'll redeem it. I'll bring another carbon. In the meantime, all this meat's not going to go to waste. Because I don't have to be, it doesn't have to be tame. Regular meat can be tame. Right? There's no issue, of eating tame food. Unless you're kohen. There's no issue. So I'd make a big barbecue for everybody. I'll invite the whole block. And I'll get rid of all the meat. Can I do that? Yeah. I just have to redeem it. Because it was once upon a time holy. I'll redeem it. I'll bring another carbon tomorrow. That's not a problem. In the meantime, none of this meat's going to go to waste. So Lahalan Homer, it says, Bisharecha tochlenu. In your gates, you can eat it. Hatame vahatar, yachtav. Tame and tar, you can be sitting at the same plate. At the same table. Yachtav kitzvi ka'ayil. Like a tzvi and an ayil, which is not one can never be a carbon and one can be a carbon. They're both the same. Right? Vitana debe Rabbi Shmuel. Afilu tamei vitar ochal shulchan achad bekayra achad ze'en achoshen. They could be sitting at the same table, eating from the same plate. No one cares. You don't have to worry about anything. Why? There's no iser. There's no iser to become tamei if you're not going to the Beis Hamikdash. If you're not a kohen, I got tamei. So no one ever said I'm not going to a funeral. No one ever did that. Okay, so I'm tamei. So I'll take care of it. So that the hot dogs are tamei. All right, it's a big deal. Right? Before Yom Tov, I'll go to the mikvah. Right? So it's a big deal. Not gonna eat the hot dog because it's tamei. That's crazy. Right? Not gonna do that. All right, so I'm tamei. It's a big deal. So what do you see from all that? Right? There's no iser to eat regular food betuma. There's no such iser. The ka'amar rachmana, hahu the amrila chasam. The ka'amar rachmana, and the Torah said, what did the Torah say? That hahu the amrila chasam bisharech la tochlenu. That we just said that you're allowed to eat tuma with tahar. It doesn't make a difference. Hacha lo techel, but not Meiser Sheni. Right, this was all to get to the fact. How do you know that you're not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni if you are Tomei? So he said a pasuk says that. What does the pasuk say? Nefesh asher tiga bo v'tomo ad erev lo yochel men hakadshim. You can't eat Meiser Sheni. What about if the Meiser Sheni is Tomei? How do you know you can't eat Meiser Sheni if it's Tomei? So the Gemara has a whole complicated drasha. Well, really, we don't care ever if the food is tummy. We never care if food is tummy. Because if you're not a special person, who cares? So you'll become tummy. It's a big deal. We don't care. But by Meister Shani, we do care. Why? Because Meister Shani is not regular food. It's not regular food. It's not kudchim, but it's not regular food. It's not regular hot dogs. Okay? Okay. Okay. Now, then we said, Masha ain't came with truma. But that doesn't apply by truma. By truma, you're allowed to destroy it if the truma became tame, you're not allowed to eat it, right? That's for sure. And you can never make it untame. It's impossible. You're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to destroy it in a way that you get benefit. Right? I said by Bikur, by Maisa Shane, you cannot do that. Masha ain't came with truma, by truma, you can do that. Manolon, how do you know that? Amar Rav Avo, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kor. It says, "Lo bi'arti mimenu b'tamei." I didn't have anything. There's no tuma regarding my sasheni. What's mimenu? Mimenu we atam avir. Only when it comes to my sasheni, you're not allowed to benefit from the destruction. Avatam avir b'shemen shel kodesh. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Mimenu we had tamaver. Aval tamaver shemen shel truma shenitma. But I'm allowed to benefit from truma that got tamed. Mimenu is exclusion. It's a miut, only Maaser Sheni. The ema maybe means like this. Maybe it means mimenu we had tamaver. You're not allowed to have any benefit when you burn the truma oil. Aval tamaver shemen shel kodesh shenitma. Maybe it means kachim. Why are you saying that? Why are you saying truma is mutter? Maybe kachim is mutter. Says the Gemara, no, lav kavachomeru, that doesn't make any sense. Uma ma'aser akal, if ma'aser is so lenient, amr ha'toru lo bi'arti mimenu b'tamei, and nevertheless, you're not allowed to get hana. When you are what? When you, what? No, when you're burning it, when you destroy it, you're not allowed to get hana. So kodesh chomer lo kolshkein? So kodshim, for sure not. So 1 second, so why chumiyah? Why chumiyah? Right? Ihachi truma nami kavachomer. Who doesn't kavachomer by truma? Truma is more machmer than meiser. So why are we being so makel here? Meiser sheni, which is so lenient, you cannot burn and get hana. And by truma, yeah? Maybe kachim? Oh, kachim for sure not. So by truma also for sure not? No, except mimenu. But it says mimenu. What can I tell you? It says mimenu. Mimenu is mamayit, only true, only meiser sheni. So my rois? So why are you picking truma over kachim? Right? So the Gemara says, "Mistabra kachim lo ma itana." It's mistaber that when we're going to be matter something here, that you're allowed to get hana while you're burning the oil that got tame, for mattering something. Well, it's fine. Where am I up to?
What are you up to?
Mistar, oh, Marois, why'd you pick Truma to be Mekel and not Kachim? Mistabra Kaddish Loma Matina. It's Mistabra to say that Kachim is not being Mamayit. That what? That again, if the food, the Kachim food or oil got Tomei, you cannot burn it and get a no while you're burning it. But Truma, yeah. Why? Why Truma, yeah, and Kachim not? Shekain, Pin Ke'eches. Which are all these things why Kachim is so machmer. Number one is Pigol. Number two is no, there's no Pigol by Truma. No such thing. Number two is no, there's no Noser by Truma. Number three, carbon. There's a special Cheshiva, something's a carbon. Truma's not a carbon. Number four, Me'ila. Another reason to mess up Kachim. Doesn't apply by Truma. Number five, Kares. Now, Truma, it's called Misa B'dei Shemayim, which is what the difference between Misa B'dei Shemayim and Kares is, not 100% sure, but it's more lenient. Truma is more Misa B'dei Shemayim is more lenient than Kares. You eat Kachim when you're not supposed to, you get Kares. You eat Truma when you're not supposed to, you get Misa B'dei Shemayim. It's a little bit lower. So what do you see? Kachim is worse. Number six, V'asal Onein. An Onein's not allowed to eat Kachim, an Onein's allowed to eat Truma. And that's it. Six things. Adirab, just the opposite. Trumalo Mamtina. Truma's worse. Why is Truma worse? Shekain Machpaz. There are four things here. Number one, Misa. You still get Misa if you eat Truma. Amazing, you're not allowed to. You get Misa with the Shemayim for that. Still bad. Number two, V'chomesh. If you eat a Peshogig, you have to pay a fifth. There's no such thing by if you eat Kachin Peshogig, you have to pay a fifth. No such thing like that. Number three, the Ein La Pidyon. You can't redeem it. Kachim you can redeem. You can't redeem Truma. Once you give it, it's Truma. And number four, Asurul Azarim. It's Asur to Azar. Kachim, some of it, is not Asur to Azar. So, and the answer is Hanach Nefishin. Yeah, but that's more. Six beats four. So therefore, if we're going to be Mamayit, if we're going to allow a Kula, because it says Mimenu, so something here is Mutter, that you can get Hanah while you're destroying it, we're going to pick Truma, because it's more Makel. So the Gemara Vibay Sema, or another answer, Kares Adifa. Kares is still worse. That beats everything. Okay, next. V'ochlin betumas atzman loke. If you eat Meiser or Bikurim, when the Meiser and the Bikurim are tameh, you can be as tar as Moshe Rabbeinu, but you eat it when the Meiser and the Bikurim are tameh, you get Malchus for that. Bashein came by Truma, not by Truma. Right? Okay. Milkahu de lo laki. Okay, you don't get Malchus if you eat Truma when it's Tomei. However, Haisura Ikka, it's still Asar. Minalan, how do you know that? Amar Kra, it says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Bisharecha Tochlenu. Lozeh. What's Lozeh mean? B'sharecha tochlenu, that means, that we said before, if psulei hamukdashin, right, some kachim that got pasul, got tame, what do? You redeem it. Once you redeem it, it has no longer kachim. Now it's regular meat. Regular meat you're allowed to eat when it's tame. Lozeh, only psulei hamukdashin is mutter to eat in a tame fashion. How? By redeeming it. V'lo l'acher. Nothing else. In other words, there is no kachim, or even something that smells like kachim, like truma, that you're allowed to eat when it's tameh. No such thing. What can you eat when it's tameh? Only psulei hamukdashin. Only kachim, that got pasul, so you redeem it, and then it was once special, that's true, it was once, but now no, it's no longer. Then you can have a big barbecue, invite everybody, a whole bunch of tameh friends. That's okay. Not truma. Now what is that? That's not a lav. Right? It's V'lav haba meklal asay is an asay. Okay?
An Isra.
What?
Isra.
It's called an Isra, right? Yeah, it's an Isra asay. Meaning, the best example of a lav haba meklal asay, the best example is that a koila has to marry a basula. It says, you have to marry a besula. That's what it says. Ubu besula ha'yikach. It's a mitzvah asay. He should. What if he doesn't? So he violated an asay. Most of the time, you violate an asay by doing nothing. Like I said, I don't put on tefillin today. Okay, so you violated an asay. Most of the time, you can't violate an asay by doing a positive action. Sometimes you can. This one you can. If you eat truma betuma, you violated an asay. Right, if a Kohen Gadol doesn't marry a Basul, he violates an asay. 90% of the time, the way you violate an asay, you sit around and do nothing. You twiddle your thumbs. Right, I didn't sit in the sukkah. I didn't shake a lulav. That's most of the time. Once in a blue moon, you have an asay that you can violate in a positive way. Okay. Amar Ravashi, Meiresha Nam... Oh, it's so early. Amar Ravashi, Meiresha Nam Yishmas Mina, the Tana... getting back. Yeah, we'll do this. Getting back. We said before, we had a question. Can an Orel eat Maiser Sheni? Remember we started off the daf? Can an Orel eat Maiser Sheni? We didn't answer it. We said there was a mission in Bikur which seemed to imply that an Orel can or cannot? Cannot. Because if an Orel could, it should have been on the list. Right. And then we said, well, Tana V'Shayer. Maybe it was left off the list. A lot of other things were left off the list. So we don't really have an answer. Says Ravashi, how would you know that this is what Ravashi is talking about, right? It's not, so Amravashi, Meiration, so what did we say? We said Tana V'Shayer. Where was the Tana V'Shayer? In the Seifa. Right? The Reisha, the Mishnah there in Truma compared Truma and Bikurim to Meiser, to contrasting to Meiser, and then Truma and Meiser contrasting to Bikurim. Bikurim and Meiser contrasting to Truma. First, it was Bikurim and Meiser together. First, it was Bikurim and Truma together, contrasting to Meiser. Then it was Meiser and Bikurim together, contrasting to Truma. In that second half, we said he's left out so many things. What about the first part? Where was Bikurim and Meiser contrasting to Truma? That was our question. Can an Orel eat Meiser Sheni? That was our question. And we said, well, it's not on the list. No, Tana V'Shayer. Which Tana V'Shayer? In the second half. So, right?
No, but we said that it's Tana V'Shayer in the Reisha, and it said also, I'll show you that the whole thing is Tana V'Shayer, because look in the Sefer, it's all...
Correct, but no, there was no Tana V'Shayer in the Reisha, just Orel. That's the only thing not on the list, was Orel. Everything else was in the Sefer, you left out 100 things. So Amar Ravashi, Reisha Nami Shmas Mina, the Tana V'Shayer. Reisha also left out things. What was left out in the Reisha? Again, what were we comparing? We were comparing Truma and Bikurim as opposed to Meiser. What's over there? Bidalokatani, it doesn't mention V'Noagin, that Truma and Bikurim are Noagin, B'Shar Shnei Shavua, for the whole 6 years of Shemitah. It doesn't say that. Meiser Sheni is not every year of Shemitah. It's only 4 out of 6. Because the other two is Meiser Oni. That's a big difference, no? Doesn't say that. That's also left out. The Ein Lehem Pidyon. And you also can't, there's no pidyon. Meiser Sheni, you can redeem. I don't want to schlep all that. I'll redeem and I'll bring the money. You can't do that by Truma. You can't do that by Bikurim either. Bikurim, you have to take a schlep. Meiser came by Meiser. That's not by Meiser. Shema Mina. What do you see from here? They were left out. Okay? We'll stop here because we're getting to a new topic. All right? Stop here and start a little early. All right, everyone have a very good day. Yeah.